Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Friday from KKWC Radio. It's time again for a weekly visit with our state representative, Shannon Latham, from the Sheffield area. And Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Kind of busy week for you and your fellow colleagues in Des Moines at the state legislature, and I think a lot had to do with education, if I'm not mistaken, Shannon.
Yeah, so the education committee is always the busiest. At least that's been my experience since I've been serving in the Iowa House, because there always tend to be a lot of priority bills that pass out of that committee. And as you know, we're approaching that first funnel date we keep talking about. So 1 week from today, any House bill, so a bill that originated in the House, if it fails to clear subcommittee and committee by February 16th, it dies. So there's just been a lot of issues that have come before that committee in recent weeks, especially this week.
What were just some of those issues that you can know about?
Oh, that is a great question. Mm-hmm. I do know for sure this week school safety seemed to be one of the topics of conversation by that committee. One of the bills, House Study Bill 675, focuses on personal able and ready to protect students. Let's see, what is this all about? Policies in the bill say that schools with enrollment over 8,000 students need to employ a school resource officer. It also creates a new permit for school employees to carry weapons. It talks about a course that they would need to take. There's also a House study bill that would require a comprehensive review of a school's school safety and emergency response plan. And so I would be glad, if anybody's interested to learn more about that, I'd be glad to check into it. I didn't serve on either one of those subcommittees, and I'm not on education, so I'm not sure of all the details of those. I know another bill that was talked about this week was House File 2255, and that one is parental consent for social media. But one bill that was in education this week that I did, that I am interested in and support, is really increasing the requirements to teach history as it happened. I was surprised to find out that only 1/5 of Americans, young Americans, know about the Holocaust or believe the Holocaust happened. So there's a bill related specifically to that.
Also, you're concerned about agriculture. There was some talk this week there, Shannon, about some liability protection for farm chemical manufacturers. Did you play any role in that issue this week?
So I was not involved with that issue this week either. I did hear some members of the Agriculture Committee talking about that. I have received several emails about legislation related to the Grain Indemnity Fund. I'm not sure if that bill made it out of committee, but I can certainly look into that one as well. I should say, too, that we do have one more week. So a lot of these committees will be meeting next week. Some of them will be meeting twice just to consider additional bills and get them out. So just because a bill didn't make it out of committee this week doesn't mean it's dead. It still has at least one more, if not two more, committee meetings to make it out. So if that's a bill of interest to people, I encourage them to continue to reach out to me. I do know, like I mentioned, that I did get several related to grain indemnity this week.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham, who represents Hamilton County at the State House there in Des Moines. I see there was a story this morning there, Shannon, about the possibility of a bill letting city officials manage public libraries that cleared the House subcommittee. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. So I do know a little bit about that bill, and what the intent of that bill is to allow cities to have more of a say in not, it doesn't deal, my understanding is it would not deal with content that is, covered in library books. It does not deal with content and programming. So my understanding is there's probably going to be an amendment offered to that bill to clarify that. But what it would clarify is that the librarian is the city employee and would need to follow the guidelines of the city's handbook. The city also, I believe, owns or leases, in many cases, owns the city library. And so they want to be able to, have more control over that property that they own and the say of that property. So it would really just differentiate what's the board's advisory role versus what's the city's obligation financially.
So that'll, I'm sure, be coming up in the next few weeks. But any other big issues coming up this next week there, Shannon, when you reconvene, I believe, coming up Monday?
Yeah, so one of the bills that I was on the subcommittee for this week actually was for the state fish. So I'll be honest, I had never thought about whether or not we had a state fish before. I think we can all name the state bird and the state flower. Most of us could also name the state rock and the state tree, but we didn't have a state fish. So House Joint Resolution was offered. It's House Joint Resolution 2001 to make the Iowa darter fish the state fish. So if this is something that you're interested in, please reach out to me, because as I said, I was serving on that subcommittee. I do believe it will be considered by the Natural Resources Committee next week. The darter fish was picked because it's the only fish that has Iowa in its name, for one of the reasons. It also is native. Its natural habitat is Iowa's natural lakes. And it also can be found in rivers and streams in northern Iowa, as well as the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. So that one was just kind of a fun bill this week.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fishy right there, as we can talk about that coming up next week there in Des Moines. Any other big things of this past week other than what we discussed about with education and so on there, Shannon?
So I believe bills that are in appropriations and ways and means, so those are the bills that relate to appropriations or taxes, those are not subject to the funnel. So we haven't been talking much about those. As we move through the legislative session, we'll need to start focusing more on the state budget, because we are required by law to pass the state budget. We also need to be working on the state supplemental aid to schools, because that affects their budgeting process. So hopefully we'll be able to talk more about those subjects next week.
And we'll look forward to that again next weekend at the same time. And Shannon, you're coming back to Webster City later this month, along with Dennis Guth, for another legislative meeting to be held in the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central Community College in Webster City.
That's right. And Pat, I am just holding an informational, more of a casual coffee with constituents tomorrow morning in Webster City as all. I've posted those dates on my Facebook page just because I know not everyone, is comfortable maybe in a big forum environment.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
So I just want to be more accessible to constituents. So hopefully we'll see some people show up to those coffee chats as well.
You don't have the address tomorrow, do you there, Shannon?
It's the Morning Glory Coffee Shop.
Okay, Morning Glory Coffee Shop, tomorrow morning, Saturday the 10th, and that'll be starting at what time, 9 o'clock?
I believe it's 8.
8 o'clock.
I think it's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, because I have to be at a forum back in Story County at 9.
Okay,
30. So it's a morning of back-to-back forums tomorrow.
Neat. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at Morning Glory in Webster City for a chance to visit with Shannon Latham. And Shannon, we'll look forward to another visit with you next week at the same time.
Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great week.